This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the four soldiers. How about a little time on who they were and why they did what they did and all those like them?
All right, that's the voice of the longtime senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, and he's talking about Niger and what happened with the soldiers who were killed and what a horrific ambush that was. And the question, it's like the headline that I saw the other day from the Atlantic said, what in the hell happened in Niger? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to start, but how sad after four U.S. troops die and how did all of this go crazy and the conjecture and the comparisons and whatnot to Benghazi. To me, it is about the families. It is about the soldiers who lost their lives. And it is about how did that go unnoticed? And, of course, the Pentagon faces serious demands for details on that deadly attack. I see the faces of the guys who lost their lives, and what a terrible tragedy that is. And looking at the official timeline of it, were they caught by surprise? Why did it take 2 days to recover one of the four bodies after the shooting stopped? Was ISIS responsible for it? Immediately, when we heard about this story, those questions were top of my mind. And so, of course, Congress is demanding answers 2 weeks after this ambush and these four slain soldiers. The White House defended the pace of information, the slow pace, saying that an investigation would eventually offer that clarity that everybody craves about this terrible tragedy that has become now politicized, heavily politicized, which is why you heard Senator Lindsey Graham, and that was part of what I called the Sunday swirl, the talking heads across the television networks discussing what's going on in Washington and the tussle between what happened there and the president, who was silent about the deaths for more than a week, and then, of course, all the politicizing of it and the John Kelly briefing, the former Marine general who's the chief of staff now, saying he was stunned and brokenhearted by the criticism of the president and talked about his son serving in Iraq to try to explain why American soldiers operate in dangerous parts of the world. Now, the ambush in Niger happened as Islamic militants on motorcycles who had rocket-propelled grenades. They were pulling them along, had them with them, and heavy machine guns just went right on top of a U.S. convoy and shattered the windows of the unarmored trucks. So it was easy to kill them. In addition to those killed, two Americans, by the way, were wounded. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the incident. You heard what Graham had to say. Senator Bob Corker, the Tennessee Republican who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said members of Congress have been provided with some information about the attack, but not what we should. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis pushed back on that whole thing, saying it naturally takes time to verify info about a combat engagement. And he said he would give accurate information as soon as it's available, and just said the loss of the troops is under investigation. We like to know what we're talking about before we talk, and didn't offer very many details about the circumstances where the Americans were traveling, but said contact with hostile forces had been considered unlikely. And why was not the one soldier found with the other three? That's another part of it. So, wow, you think about the U.S. troops in that part of Africa. It's about 1,000. And in this specific case, it was considered unlikely. They carried guns, etc. So it is curious as to, okay, no one's taking responsibility. What happened there? So I agree with the headline out of the Atlantic. And to me, it's always about the victims and the families first. and then the rest we can talk about. But it's the loss of, you know, it's the loss of lives that you cannot bring back. It's so awful, right? Terrible. Okay, certainly that's not the only thing we're going to talk about on this show, because it was a wild weekend, at both in sports and when it comes to revelations of a different sort. The Harvey Weinstein dilemma has just blossomed into absolute craziness. More details coming out about access he had to women and the abuse of power in Hollywood, and you know, how shocking the big cover-up was, and what does it mean now across the board for others and other professions, and how more men are coming out and sticking up for women, frankly, and saying that there were some that tried to do something but didn't have very much success with it, let's put it that way. So the Directors Guild of America filed disciplinary charges against Weinstein. Another union already had done the same thing, taken a stand and said sexual harassment in the workplace can't be tolerated or taken lightly. And because of the recent events of what harassment of many A-list actresses, that they're talking about it can't be tolerated toward anybody on any set. Isn't that interesting? Because Hollywood always had like a different set of standards. And there are a lot of people saying that it's, what's happening now is good because it's allowing women to come forward and be able to shed some light on some of what happened that should not have happened, bottom line. In the sports world, we'll dive into that in for a quick second here. Big news in the sports world is the Astros beat the Yankees in a Game 7. In fact, 4-0 was the final score. Justin Verlander, who won Game 6 for the Astros, was phenomenal in the whole series and was named the MVP. Isn't it interesting? Because he was picked off, went to the Astros, and has been nothing but fabulous since he joined the Astros and has made a big difference in the playoffs for them. So the big story is the Astros and the Dodgers start their World Series on Tuesday in Los Angeles. So the Astros climbed their way into the World Series. And you think of just a couple of years ago how horrible the Astros were and what a big, big turnaround it's been the last 2 years, really, for them, and especially this year. And the Dodgers have their same kind of story. I love these stories. I think sports and politics, in some ways, the underdog, etc., that we see big themes here that are similar. And so the Dodgers hadn't been to the World Series in 29 years, and it's the same thing. They are on fire and cannot wait to get into this series against the Astros. Meanwhile, as we climb in to another week, another big story to look for is what's happening in the financial realm, where we've seen where the markets have gone, and the Dow finishing last week up, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500 was up. I've been watching some pretty interesting stocks, to say the least, and we'll talk about that in a money segment when we talk about the dollars and cents. But coming up next, it is all about the numbers in this version of We Can Count.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 3424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Democratic president really sticking up for the current president. I read a story today, and we start off with this version of We Can Count with this story about Jimmy Carter, the 93-year-old former president, says that he's willing to undertake a diplomatic mission to North Korea and discuss nuclear weapons, their nuclear weapons program. But this is an unexpected, I would say, defender, as the story in the USA Today pointed out. It's Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter told New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd that I think the media has been harder on Trump than any other president, certainly, that I've ever known about. I think they feel free to claim that Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. So that is pretty interesting. He told the Times he had discussed North Korea with H.R. McMaster, Trump's national security advisor, said he was available if they ever needed him. So pretty interesting what Carter threw out. And again, the number there, 93 and number one, the only president that has certainly said anything like that about the current president. Meanwhile, we jump to the Bill O'Reilly story. And what is the Bill O'Reilly story? Well, it's this. The former Fox News host dismissed as pretty much what he's calling lies and smears the details in a New York Times report saying that he had signed a contract extension months that they had signed him, that 21st Century Fox had signed him to a contract extension months after he reached a $32 million sexual harassment settlement with longtime network analyst Liz Weil, who has been a guest on America Tonight many times. The settlement revealed by the Times in an article over the weekend was one of a couple deals involving O'Reilly. The controversial commentator was re-upped in February, only to be dismissed in April after the Times reported on some of them. That is a crazy $32 million in that sexual harassment suit. So the information, of course, was leaked out. Previous harassment settlements involving O'Reilly totaled at least $45 million, the Times claimed. O'Reilly said the Times told the Times the allegations were politically and financially motivated, and he never, never mistreated anyone. What's interesting is this, is that Gretchen Carlson, a former Fox News host, filed a bombshell lawsuit against Roger Ailes, if you remember, that ignited a broad discussion, frankly, about sexual harassment and corporate culture. And Carlson weighed in on the latest O'Reilly settlement on Twitter and said, hey, nobody pays $32 million for false allegations. Nobody. Touche. She has a point. Why would you pay that much money if it was complete fabricated baloney crap? That is way too much money. There seems to just be a trend of abuse all over the place, isn't there? Wow. Crazy. All right, so let's move on to something else, and it has to do with some of what we've seen in the, I'll say, in the news lately. And I just happened to see this too, as well, that you know, we got trick or treating coming up, and you have kids knocking on doors or not knocking on doors, or that people do trick or treating all different ways now. But the top states, there was a survey that came out on the top states based on Halloween candy purchases that per person spent on candy. So this analysis, in other words, of who buys, you know, the most candy. And for our friends listening to us in the great state of Oregon, in Portland, Portland is the number, the Oregonians are the number one people who spend on the candy per person, almost $12 in Halloween sweets. They say the amount spent, that's on average, but they say the total amount spent usually per person is $40.29. Second to our pals in Washington was $28.65. Where I'm originally from, New Jersey, $24.36. My mother probably spent way more than that every single time. She was crazy about the kids coming to the door and always had amazing treats for them. She just enjoyed it. So she probably overspent. And then you could go all the way down the list. How about the states with the lowest candy purchases? You know where they are? Georgia, $11.76. Yeah. For our friends in Kentucky, I love me Kentucky. I do. I love me some Kentuckians. Spend a lot of time there in Louisville and in Lexington. They're saying $12.85. Yeah. So you get the point, in other words. How about this? And this was an Ibotta study, which is a shopping app, and they looked at candy that was bought the week before Halloween across the USA in 2015 and 2016 to get an idea of what the magic number was. And they say the day before, there's usually a price hike because the candy aisles have slim pickings on Halloween Eve and they're grabbing anything that's available. They're not hunting for the best deal. And of course, the magic number of days before the big day to do your candy shopping, they say, is 4, October 27th, because you seem to get the best deals then. Isn't that interesting? I don't know. I think it's interesting anyway. That's what it is, right? So there's your numbers. So we move from the numbers of Halloween candy to this number, construction and a wall and a president. And how about this? Construction workers synchronizing movements of cranes and everything else that goes along with trying to put together pieces of a wall hoisted a 30-foot-long concrete panel. It's a crane lifted the panel off of the bed of an 18-wheeler, and they pulled it upright. So this is the beginnings of fences. This is the beginning of what we're seeing in San Diego. Crews were given 30 days to do the work. They've got about a week left to finish building 8 border wall prototypes. As of Friday, this past Friday, they had completed 6. So it's interesting. Government officials wanted proposals submitted in 12 days. During that time, they added 7 amendments to their original request for proposals, which were already more than 130 pages. So 6 companies were chosen to build a total of 8 border wall prototypes. But experts and companies who submitted bids agreed that the border wall bidding process was rushed and qualified candidates may have been overlooked for the sake of speed. So isn't that interesting? Even one company is taking the government to court. 12 days to submit the proposals. You are working hard on these proposals to try to get them in. And the prototypes are pretty interesting, but the key is the success of the wall. The key is, will this be successful? Will it be a deterrent? Will this help the Border Patrol? To me, that's what it's about. Whatever the context, whoever gets the contracts, however this goes down, right? You know, and people forget this. In 2006, President Bush, of course that would be GW, signed the Secure Fence Act to construct hundreds of miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security completed about 649 miles of fencing through 2011. Then it got stymied after that. Infrastructure, baby. It's about the infrastructure and what the design is and how effective it works. I mean, certainly you got to say this. If you look at a 30-foot wall, that is not easy to jump over a 30-foot wall. And that was one of the prototypes that is going to be possibly built along border areas. But whatever it is, again, it goes to how big of a deterrent it is and how much traffic is in the area where it's being put up. Because in the more Spartan areas, of course, that's where you'll see less of it. And how about this? A big announcement. It's always a big deal on who is going to handle the Super Bowl halftime show. And that would be Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake announced on Twitter that he will headline the halftime show at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. It's the third time that Timberlake, who's won 10 Grammys, headlines a Super Bowl halftime show. So that makes him the most of any entertainer. How about that? Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tonight, I got to give a big shout out to Hoke Morgan, a captain in the U.S. Army, listening to us in the Virgin Islands. Hey, Hoke, thanks for listening. So, boy, we've talked about a couple of different things. Some of it has been pretty darn right depressing. And, of course, that is the world we live in, right? And we dissect it. And as we move around, as I call it, the tsunami that emanates out of Washington, D.C., the tsunami sometimes rolls in our favor and recedes, and sometimes it goes in the opposite direction. And, boy, it, really lately it's so hard to really find out which way that is, isn't it? Because we see, I agree with Jimmy Carter, some of the ridiculous attacks and how the media has been of late is insane. But when I say media, I would be considered to be part of the media, but this is an opinion-based show, as are all talk shows, and that's different from what we've now seen with what used to be considered flat journalism, where, in other words, you were delivering the facts. You were delivering the who, what, where, when, and why. And pretty hard to find that anymore, where you really should be able to find it and be able to find the information. So it's interesting. Many of you have written me emails about ways that you get your information. And some of you are saying it's a different normal for you now. And I think it's fascinating to see the big, some of the big switches that have, that have happened. And it makes sense to me because of the frustrations, because of some of the frustrations that have gone on. I want to mention this because in talking about websites and influences and whatnot, I was just looking at something that Time Magazine put together on the 15 most influential websites of all time. And what are the 15 most influential websites? Well, you know, number one, I mean, let's start with number one and go backwards. So number one is Google. And of course, that's because people, it's a verb, we're Googling it. There are other search engines that people use, but Google is number one. They knew how to be the persuasive search tool, and mobile or otherwise or whatever, and they were able to do that. Amazon, not a shock, is number two, and that's because of the behemoth they've become in the retail and technology space. Amazon, though, accounts for just 5% of U.S. retail sales, but the market share is going to surge because of some of what they're involved in. Also, as far as influencers in the web, YouTube, because of how videos are, Facebook, Wikipedia. So I think it's, some of this would be self-evident that, of course, this makes sense, that this is what people are looking at, right? Pandora, because of music, Reddit, same thing, Reddit because of social news curation and, you know, the story reaction kind of thing. And it's become like the front page of the internet, right? Match.com makes the list. And why is that? Because people are meeting people that way. So there are some sources that are being used. Yahoo also is in the middle of that list. And some of it is just to look up information. And some of it is to be much more narrow and more specific about whatever the search is. But the internet, because that's, of course, where everybody goes. I'd like to do a segment that we call The Headers. And as I kind of seg into the headers because of what we were just talking about with the media, which you, by the way, can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or jam on these digits if you're listening. I know you're out there. 855, because I can't tell your emails, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I was looking at the New York Post, and the headline in the New York Post is terrifying, and it's exactly the word they used. They show on the front page, terrifying subway shove caught on camera, and it's a man pushing someone. A man was caught shoving a woman onto the train tracks in Hong Kong. Just inches from the edge of the platform, and boom, suddenly somebody walks calmly toward her and without warning reaches out, pushes her over the edge. And then he continues toward the camera, the man, and he looks down at his victims as she lays on the track. There were no trains coming, but what a terrible, ridiculous thing. And they later arrested him. After they rescued her and pulled her out. She suffered injuries to her jaw. And I like the way it was described. It was like a lion looking at his prey. So what is going on there? And how frightening is that? so I cannot get near the edge. Seems ridiculous. Here's a story that I covered, and this also is in the New York Post. I was on Ashley Banfield's show, Primetime Live. They have me on frequently, and I've been covering this story. I may end up being on again on Monday into Tuesday, I suppose. But in this story, Sharon Matthews, a three-year-old girl, was sent out into an alleyway because she wouldn't drink her milk, is what the father said. She was an adopted three-year-old girl, and she disappeared in the early hours, 3 a.m. is when she was out there, on October 7th. They have been investigating. The father didn't have any concrete evidence. He said what he did, that he had told her to go into the alley, and she was, boom, missing. But, you know, they say that this alleyway was allegedly frequented by coyotes. Bottom line is she's been missing. And now they finally found her body at 11 o'clock in the morning in a culvert beneath a road. And they believe it's hers, but they don't know for sure. And supposedly the father was doing laundry while she was missing, and the mother said she was asleep during the whole ordeal. Investigators found on the morning that she went missing, someone had driven the family's SUV away from their home and didn't return until an hour later. It was after the SUV returned that they reported her missing. A very sad, sad story. And the couple had adopted the girl in June of 2016 after she was abandoned in India. So this isn't good, because this is an adopted child who looks as cute as can be. They say that she might have been developmentally disabled, but what a horrible, terrible thing. And, of course, that makes the front page of the New York Post. And it also made headlines in other parts of the country, front page-wise, too. If we were to dive into the Los Angeles Times and look at the first page there, what we would see is that on the front page, they say that with a landslide win, Shinzo Abe could be ready to rewrite Japan's pacifist constitution. So they're talking about in Japan, this prime minister scored a landslide victory, the conservative ruling party, and a coalition partner secured 2/3 majority in the parliament that will allow him to push ahead unimpeded in his quest to change the constitution. So isn't that interesting? This is something that has been talked about for a while, and the snap election was called late last month by the prime minister, who said he was seeking a mandate to divert revenue from a sales tax increase, allowing it to be spent on child care and education rather than paying down Japan's huge national debt. The increase from 8% to 10% won't happen until October of 2019. Wow, 2019. All right, in the meantime, also, what you would catch in the Los Angeles Times is this, and it's not surprising. The headline reads, "The race to escape Redwood Valley, everyone out of the car, we need to run." And it's a sad story. They talk about that there were no evacuation orders, no reverse 911 alerts, no warnings from authorities, that they were left on their own to flee for their lives, and that a mechanic trapped by fire on the ground climbed a tree until it passed. An older woman raced out of her out in her underwear. A mother and her four children hiked through the brush of a steep mountain ravine to safety. And more stories like that, because you had redwoods that were going down. You had just horrific smoke all over the place. And reading these stories and then seeing the pictures, oh, is just absolutely frightening. Boy, do I feel for you, Northern California. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I doubt I'd be here if it weren't for social media, to be honest with you. I have a tremendous platform. So when somebody says something about me, I'm able to go bing, 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 and I take care of it. The other way, I'd never be able to get the word out.
All right, it's interesting. He is right about that. That is the president talking about Twitter. He did have a big platform and does by using the 130-character world. Problem is, if he could just not use it as much. I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting because it's one of the most talked about things about this president, but it was talked about during his run-up in the race to become president, too, as well. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation as we are in our final segment for this hour anyway. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. What are you cooking? Wait, first of all, wait, before you dive into this, what are you making right now? Something great?
Nothing. I just made tea. But I made chicken rice gumbo earlier.
Oh, yum.
Yes,
Love it.
It was so good. I got a question for you. T-H-E spells the, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And IRS is an anagram for the Internal Revenue Service, right?
Yes.
And you put the two of them together, it spells theirs. What the hell's ours?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm stealing that, brother. There's
my pleasure. Now, look, darling, don't worry about Jimmy Carter. He's just trying to matter. He's trying to be, you know, helpful. He could be more helpful by dying and getting out of the way.
You're terrible.
Over the weekend, they had Bill Clinton, which is scum of the earth as far as I'm concerned, out there as part of the Raise the Money program for all of them. Lady Gaga did a good job. I liked her. Bill and Hillary are guilty of stealing 20% of our uranium and giving it to the Russians vis-a-vis a money financier in Canada. I got the deadwood on these people. Involved in that was Mueller. Involved in that was Comey. Involved in that was a man named Barack Obama. And the whole coalition of them put it together and got 20% of our uranium transferred to the Russians. The Russians got it. And Bill and Hillary got the money. Bill got his portion, claiming speaking fees. But this is all a cabal that we're seeing that all revolves around Barack Obama, Comey, Mueller, Clinton, and on and on, and not to mention a whole bunch of people involved in this. Now, I'm telling you, they're starting to get information that's going to bring these people down, and you're going to see maybe some people wind up dead and all kinds of things in the future, because this is just too hot to handle, and people are trying to do anything to keep from going down with the ship. But I'm telling you, Kate, this is getting ready to come unglued right before our very eyes, and you're going to see it.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it does feel like the boat is rocking big time, is going to flip over. I agree. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. Yeah.
Okay, listen, I'm going to let you go, but I love you, and I'll talk to you later, baby.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Dan. Now, Dan, Jimmy Carter even sticking up for Trump, and still you say he'd be better off gone. Wow. But it does feel like the earth is shaking. And where it shakes and who gets gobbled up, that will be interesting. There is no question about that. I'll tell you, every day, it's one thing about doing this, every day is a new frontier. That's what I say about the tsunami that washes back and forth. It's crazy. You know what? It really is crazy what we see every single day. And the interpretations of what we're seeing, I've never seen such vast interpretations. Obviously, there's been slants. Our entire lives, all of us have seen that. That's why I say sports and politics are so, so similar. You'd be shocked, really, honestly. By the way, heads up on this one and a high five. The FBI stopping a Miami mall bomb plot. It's funny because malls are so rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Who knows how much longer we'll have malls around. But some areas, they're still crowded. Miami is one of those areas. So federal agents stopped a plot to bomb the Dolphin Mall. I've actually been there. In an undercover operation, they arrested Vicente Solana. They say Solana, who has made pro-Islamic State videos, planned to carry out a weapons of mass destruction attack at the mall that's in Doral. They were tipped off, thank goodness, by a confidential informant who had been in contact with Solana about the plot. So undercover FBI agents supplied Solana with a hoax bomb, a strategy used in previous counterterrorism investigations. They say there was no evidence that Solana had any connections to ISIS, and he's going to be in a Miami federal court on Monday. Wow. That is scary. It could be another nutty, crazy lone wolf situation, but one where if he had enough ammunition, and who knows what he was going to do, how horrific that could have been. So thank goodness that somebody was able to catch that, and they were able to nail him. That's a good thing. That's, boy, that's for sure. Definitely. Also, this is pretty interesting, too. The fact that looking at what happened in Texas and in Florida, there are people that are still waiting for FEMA response, and we know how widespread this was. So it's been bad in the last 2 months, the hurricanes, of course it's been bad, that you get two places slammed the way they were. But now you've got people in Houston and people in Florida that are saying, look, it's frustrating. I've been waiting for weeks for someone to send someone to look at the house. And I think that there's a lot of mess-ups. People in Florida are waiting for Irma insurance claims to be processed, and many in both states who have been approved for assistance are still waiting for payments. So they've got this helpline that is cumbersome, burdensome, whatever, to deal with. They're waiting 2, 3, 4 hours, and that's a shame. Imagine you've got really not a lot. You're hanging on by a thread, and you know that you qualify, and you're waiting, and nothing. So you get this immediate payout, but then you don't get any money for however long, and you're getting. This is why the relief part is so big in raising money for these hurricane victims. In an organization I'm involved with, the National Speakers Association, we did that, and it's never enough because this is what happens. They're relying on relatives, neighbors, the church, whatever it is. They get this initial little stipend, which they need from FEMA, and now they don't have enough inspectors to check out the damaged properties. So that adds to the backlog. I mean, just think about this for a second. Close your eyes and imagine you're in this situation. You escape the most horrific event you can imagine. Your house is flooded, trash gone. And now you do all the proper things. You have all the paperwork. You have everything in order. Okay, great. But everybody else is doing the same thing. The average wait for you, my friend, is 45 days in Texas, about a month in Florida. And, of course, because what are they going to do? The resources are stretched, especially with inspections. So if you don't have enough people to inspect, you can't issue checks. You're stuck. You're stuck in a situation that is such a losing situation for the people in both of those states, and they're just playing the waiting game. But 45 days, wow. Wow. That's crazy. Crazy. And finally, we're going to end on this note because many of you emailed me with questions about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and what's going to happen. He's going to appear Monday, remember, before the judge deciding his punishment for endangering his fellow comrades by walking off his post in Afghanistan in 2009. He could face up to life in prison after pleading guilty last week to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. They're going to weigh a lot of different factors, including Bergdahl's willingness to admit guilt, his captivity by the Taliban and its allies, and serious wounds to service members who searched for him. That's the super, super sad part. Remember, President Barack Obama brought him home in 2014 in that swap for 5 Taliban prisoners at Gitmo. Any thoughts on that or anything else? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.